This is KCUR 89.3. I'm Gina Kaufman.
A Soldier's Tale by Igor Stravinsky is an early 20th century music composition that hasn't been performed much, and when it is, they rarely do it the way Stravinsky intended, as a theatrical dance performance with the plot acted out. The story is based on a Russian folktale that goes something like this. A young soldier makes a deal with the devil. Always a bad idea, in case you're wondering. He sacrifices his happiness, his freedom, and his violin to see the future and become rich. After managing to reverse the spell, he falls in love with the princess, like you do, but that's not the end of it. Choreographer Jennifer Owen and musician Brad Cox decided to stage the piece and take it on tour. The husband-wife duo talked to us about translating the folktale into dance.
Here's a soldier with his partner.
It's Stravinsky doing something that's sort of very clean in terms of the way it's orchestrated. It's also very quirky, the way that the rhythms change up in kind of unexpected ways. It has a sort of sardonic kind of edge to it. It's humorous, but in a bit of a cynical kind of way sometimes. And the movement is like that as well, what Jennifer's done with it. You know, a lot of it's very sort of quirky and abrupt.
The music is very strong and gives me a lot of imagery just in my mind when I listen to it. I had to count through each section, and I made up my own counts, sevens, nines, threes, two and, you know, just whatever seemed to work that I could explain to the dancers what we were working with.
In general, I would say that the music very much tells the story of the narration.
Because there is a narrator, the dancers don't always have to be literal with their movement, which kind of frees me up as a choreographer to be more creative and not have to, you know, pantomime a whole lot. The devil, when he's having his big fit, and he collapses on the floor. I mean, he does a lot of jumps and turns and stomping. And I mean, it's just so much fun to really just go over the top with the movement to reflect that.
Sometimes the dances act more as sort of a character development than trying to explain anything in the plot. They just tell us more about the character. Like when the soldier's opening dance comes in, he's this just sort of exuberant soldier off on leave. And then as he sort of gradually gets beaten down more and more by the devil and life, his character is sort of developed through the dance, showing that.
The soldier and the princess perform together after the soldier wakes the princess from her coma by his violin playing. It's really just a beautiful dance sequence. I mean, the tango is a little bit sexy, a little bit sensual. There are a lot of unexpected changes in the music, and when you see that happening on the dancers while you're listening to it, it kind of makes a little spark go off in your brain. Happy in the palace for a little while with the princess, but the devil casts a spell and says, if you leave the palace, if you leave the grounds, then you will be in my domain forever. You'll roast in hell forever. After a while, the soldier and the princess venture off, and the princess gets left behind, and the soldier is in the devil's power forever. So that's the end.
That's it.
Jennifer Owen and Brad Cox spoke with Andrea Tudhope as part of our Story of a Song series. A Soldier's Tale by the Owen Cox Dance Group is touring with Shakrukh Sadikov's music ensemble, Navo, and the local actor, Robert Gibby Brand. You can catch the production at the Polsky Theater at Johnson County Community College. That'll be Saturday night at 8:00.